This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey guys, today's show is sponsored by HowFM. It's like Netflix for podcasts. With How Premium, you get exclusive access to dozens of HAL original miniseries like The Mysterious Secrets of Uncle Bertie's Botanarium, a richly sound-designed adventure comedy starring Jemaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords. That sounds like no podcast you've ever heard. I'm a little scared. We set up a separate record to do these ads, and Sean, I think, is lost. I left open the door of the studio, and there's like a muffin guy nearby. He like works outside, and he makes these muffins in a little cart. And he cooks them out there, and the smell is something that's always been very attractive to Sean while we're trying to record. And I left the door open, and I smell the muffins now. And so what I realize happened is I think Sean went to sort of pursue the muffin guy. When that happens, the muffin guy tends to sort of run away. And so what I'm sure is happening is Sean is chasing the muffin guy down the street. And I worry about Sean because, like, when he is – really hungry for savory muffin really is what he likes, is the kind of Gruyere and kale sorts of muffins, because that's breakfast for him, he likes to say. He will not be paying a lot of attention to cars or traffic lights or anything, and I worry that once they start honking at him, he'll get very disoriented and maybe sort of, you know, do something crazy, or I don't know, but the podcast is great. Uncle Bertie's Botanarium is so good. You access it all on your iPhone, your Android phone, and on the web for $4.99 a month. Use the promo code Hollywood at checkout. You get a full month free. That's at HAL.FM.
So, Mayor Winningham calls me up, and she wants some help laying down a bed for a garden. She's seen how nice my garden is, and she says, oh, will you, you know, help me? I want to have some daffodils.
Sod.
So, okay. I go over there, and I've got my little spade, and I'm rooting around, and I hit something. Ding! And it is a human skull.
Okay. Of ding, though.
Yeah. Ding! A human skull of a kid. And I go, Mayor, like, this is a mess here. And she goes, just leave it, just put it back. And I go, well, I can't leave it, put it back. If you want to have daffodils, we're going to need to get lower into the ground. So I start to dig more. I mean, there must have been 200 of these things, Hayes. And she's going like, oh, just, it's no big deal, it's no big deal. And it's a, and I'm like, no big deal, there's a mess back here. I mean, this is a big mess, and you want to have a garden, you know? It's like you need to have the right sort of landscape for it. It's just so frustrating, and, you know, and then I went to get more tools out of the shed to sort of dig it up, and then there's some kids in there, and they're all pissed off at me, you know, it's too bright. They're like, let me out, like, call my dad, you know? And I was just like, this whole place is just a wreck. Like, you got to get your life together. You want to have a garden that's a reflection of sort of your inner life in a way, you know? If you want that to blossom, you need to clear it out. You need to clean it up.
And that clutter, if you have clutter, clutter inside, clutter outside.
Yes, that's right. And it's your thinking becomes clutter.
I could use those head bones for a series of scary aquariums I'm doing. So if you still have those, because the effect can sometimes be
Asquariums?
Asquariums. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Asquarium is a different thing.
Yes.
It's a square aquarium.
Yeah.
These are scary. And so they're asquariums. And sometimes the fish swims.
You could have a squary asquarium, but go ahead.
It swims inside.
In the brains?
The head, and then it becomes the brains.
Oh, no, the fish is so being the brains? So then it's
like the guy's a fish brain.
And the guy's thinking like, I should swim in the water.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up,
biznatch? And so somebody online was saying that we should talk about a teaser.
Attacking me with tweets. Sliding into my DMs. And they were saying they want to do the teaser freezer. They want to see us do one of this movie, Hardcore Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea, we thought.
Yes. And so the next step is to go online and...
Go into our secret library where we have all the movies.
Yes.
Because we always normally have seen the whole movie first and then we look at the teaser. That's just how I like to do it.
To see what teaser is going to be good.
Yeah, like I'm imagining what pieces I would use for the teaser. And then a lot of times I'm like, they picked the right piece. And then sometimes I go like, not the right
next
piece.
Time.
Yeah. So we go to watch this Hardcore Henry. And as we start watching it, at the beginning... It's very exciting because finally it's a perspective I never seen before represented, which is my perspective. I'm in the movie. I don't remember filming this movie. I don't remember being in it and being essentially the camera.
Yes. The feeling I always have is like, so I can see everything that, you know, like when I'm watching a movie, I'm like, this is me. I'm looking at this. And these are the other guys. But sometimes it's me up there as well that I'm looking at, which is impossible, confusing to me, takes me out of it. And I can't see my own hands very much.
Right. And what I've also mentioned before when we watch Jersey Boys, and this goes one step further, is a lot of movies are rude. They don't acknowledge me in any way.
Yes.
And I'm always thinking like, can they not see that I'm here, like seeing this movie?
Yes.
Like, do they not know?
And so now, nice, we get a movie where it's me. I'm going around. People are kissing me.
Yes.
People are giving me stuff and I'm like, thanks.
They miss me. They're happy to see me. Yeah. They're shaking my hand. And all of this is a positive. Oh, good. What a great idea. But then, Hayes, and I'm sorry if you're at home and you don't want to hear any bad language, but they fuck me. And I'll tell you why. All of a sudden, they're tricking me.
Yeah.
One guy's trying to punch me, shooting at me. Another guy's making me do something I don't want to do, throw a grenade.
He's saying, take this. And then suddenly, you can see your own hand throwing, and you didn't even want to do that.
So, I'm sorry. Okay, you want to be nice, put me in the movie. Great, I like that. I've been in movies before, and it's weird because I have to look at me, looking out at me. But this, I get to be in the movie, and I only see what I see. I don't see me except for the parts of me that I can always see, like my hand pieces. So
sometimes a little part of my nose. So, but when I look at it too long, I get sick.
Oh, yeah. And I cross my eyes. Whoa, whoa. So then I'm thinking, okay, this guy's being something nice. But then they're not very nice because they trick me into doing some stuff that's mean and doing mean stuff to me that I got to be there for. And I don't remember signing on for any of this.
How is it you and me?
Oh, that's another question I had that I didn't want to ask her in the movie.
I was afraid to even mention it.
I almost threw up thinking about it. Were we piggybacking the whole time? No, because there was no set of hands above either.
No, I would have been able to see your sneakers.
Was my arms flat at my side and then you're behind me with your hands sticking under my armpits and we're like both in a trench coat or something?
Maybe.
Trying to get my head around that, I almost threw up because we're watching it together, but we're both seeing it's us in there doing it.
It's definitely us.
And we both would want to get a kiss.
Seeing what's happening and, and we are being kissed and feeling feeling all these experiences as they're going on.
And while I am hardcore, my name is actually not Henry. So right off the bat, they made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm willing to forgive if then later they're not having me friggin' pull the pit of a grenade and threw it. I would never do that. Those things blow up.
Once I pull, like, I thought maybe I pulled the pin by accident. And then I was like, okay, I do want to throw this. I was like, you know, explaining everything as it happened, being like, oops, I did that by accident.
Oh, there's a while where I was doing a lot of work to justify their choices.
Because I didn't know that I was doing that, but sometimes stuff will happen that I didn't intend to do.
Oh, I'm not perfect. I made mistakes. No, don't misunderstand. I made mistakes, but never big a mistake as these filmmakers made when they actually had a guy who was going to love it, and then now he's pissed at them. And let me tell you, maybe he's about to get hardcore on some of them show up. Now let's see what it really looks like when I throw a grenade.
And I don't understand, when other people are watching it, are they seeing, like, our backs?
Why are they so interested? Yeah, they must be seeing the back of me, which is in the way of a lot of the stuff that's the most interesting part of the movie. I never got why people play Doom.
Yeah, are they just seeing the back of my head?
Yeah.
As I'm shooting these guys?
Yeah, they can't even see what I'm shooting at. That's not interesting. So, thanks for the suggestion, Twitter man, but no thanks. You got me pretty worked up.
Is Twitter one guy?
This is another. I really want to throw up when I try to think about what this actually is. This is something that really makes me almost throw up trying to get my head around it because it's just too big an idea for me.
Because if it's not, I mean, like, who is it?
If it's not one guy, who is it?
Because all the faces, some of them are...
I can see it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I really can look at it.
But can they see it?
Well, what's going on?
If I'm the one looking at it, how can they be also looking at it?
No, because they're not seeing me looking at it. Are they seeing the back of my head looking at Twitter? Like if Engineer Ryan goes to open up Twitter, is he just seeing me, like, my finger sort of scrolling over something that he can't read?
Yes. And if I put the phone down, okay? So I'm holding the phone, I'm looking at it, and I put it in my backpack or something. Is it still there?
Oh, God.
If I'm not looking at it.
Oh, I throw up 3 times a day trying to figure this out. I turn my phone off, you know, and put it in my backpack, and I go, like, did Twitter fall asleep? Like, is it going to be there when I get back?
Right. Or the phone. Is it, like, if this pen, for example. See? Seeing it right now, I could see it. Put it down. Now I'm looking away. Is it there?
For me, it's there.
Okay, now you look away.
Okay.
Is it there? It's gone.
It's gone, right?
Does it exist anymore? Now I look back. And now it is there.
Well, somebody brought it back. Somebody put it back. But it was gone for a little while. And somebody went and got it and put it back.
And thinking about this stuff makes me want to throw up.
Oh, gosh. All I do is throw up when I think about this. So that was our Core Henry. We've got a great guest for you. Really cool
so
guy.
So good. Oh,
somebody we've wanted
rules.
Voluntarily to have.
He's so awesome.
Such a badass.
And it's just the most fun conversation with Adam Sachs, who is a podcaster and, like, he's just like
I mostly
awesome
think of him.
Guy.
Yeah, I don't even think about his podcast as much as, like, good body, like, really, like, nice face,
thick hair,
yeah, and just like funny, but he's not trying too hard,
yes.
And just cool,
yes.
So,
yes. But I guess he's also in some ways,
he is
like our boss,
yeah, yeah.
But even just saying that sounds like so crazy,
yeah. But that's not why we have him. So, all right, well, enjoy some funny ads, I bet, and then listen to Adam
on Hollywood Handbook. Hey guys, I want to tell you about the Harold Ramis Film School, part of the Second City in Chicago. It's the first film school in the world dedicated entirely to comedic storytelling. It's a year-long program that exposes students to comedy theory, ins and outs in film production, screenwriting, improv, master seminars. Students have the opportunity to learn from entertainment professionals at the top of their careers, and Harold Ramis loved collaborative filmmaking using the improvisational skills he used during his time at Second City.
Sorry, yeah, it's the... It's the Harold Ramis Film School.
Harold like Ramis.
It's his film school?
Film school. So, yeah, as I was reading this, I was like, did I know?
Well, so what I'll say is.
Yeah.
This sounds great.
It's awesome.
So awesome. I think it's great, and I think the only thing would.
I don't even know if you know, we want to say. Because if they don't know.
Just.
Yeah. I don't want to be the one that, that says, because they would be so sad.
Yeah. Yeah, kill the messenger, sort of. And
don't say kill.
So, all right. So the Harold Ramis Film School, it's for anyone with a love for comedy and content creation. It doesn't matter if you're just graduating high school or looking for a change in career. People of all experience levels and backgrounds are encouraged to apply. And I will say, if you apply, that even if the experience you have is not necessarily what you expected
Don't go to meet anyone.
No. For a specific thing, yeah. Just based on the – even if you're – don't – if you're applying – apply because the program sounds good.
Yes,
program sounds awesome. Not necessarily based on the
– And go to meet entertainment professionals, yeah. Not a entertainment professional.
Yes,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? And that's really just a great way to live your life.
There's scholarships available. You can visit their website, ramisfilmschool.com.
No, I mean it sounds great.
Sounds really cool. And it's the one thing that I would – just mention if you are looking at this or if you're the guy that made it, focus on the work. So the second city is the alma mater of such comedic greats as Tina Fey, Bill Murray, Stephen Colbert, and current SNL cast members Cecily Strong, Andy Bryan, and Vanessa Bayer.
And those are – they're all great too.
They, yes.
And they have certain advantages that Harold Ramis – okay. We don't even have to.
Legendary filmmaker – truly hilarious, incredible, and good to go to a school that he would think is good.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, guys. You know we love 5-4 Club. They're an LA-based brand. It's $60 a month, and you get hooked up with all kinds of awesome pieces for your wardrobe for guys. You get them in the mail so you don't have to pick out your clothes yourself, and it looks great. They've got proven style authors leading the way. They provide styling advice and recommendations. We have the clothes. We wear them. It's all kinds of great styles.
We do, and they're great. And
jeans, jackets, all this cool stuff.
And I wear them, and I've been regrouping a little bit, you know. And I really like what they're doing for what that is. Which is like really traditional clothes.
Yeah.
And, you know, sort of at schoolboy Sean's suits for badass toddlers.
So you, okay. Yeah,
well, go ahead.
You say regrouping. I mean, like the last we heard of this, you had started a company called Sean's College Posters, where you were selling off the posters that you had made for all of your other businesses under the pretense that they would look cool in a college dorm.
Great. And that's still something that we're doing, but they don't have to be posters,
I guess. Just seemed to me like kind of the end of a business career.
Please. We're always innovating. We're always evolving. And what I was realizing in looking at some of the numbers is like maybe thinking about these as posters is the wrong way to look at them. What if we could do clothes? And what if the clothes are maybe instead of, you know, when I wear these 5-4 ones, people go like, those are great jeans. What a nice wash. Like, and they're, you know, they're denim jeans, which we've seen before. Uh-huh. But they don't incorporate any poster elements into the material of the jeans.
So you have made your posters into baby clothes.
They weren't big enough posters to make big boy pants, but schoolboy Sean's suits for
badass
toddlers. Yeah. Is a great way for your kid to stand apart. If you are an adult and you just want to wear like a nice jacket, I wear a nice jacket that they sent me and I really love it. Mm-hmm. But if you want your kid to maybe not have like sort of just a light jacket that goes with everything, but maybe something a little more innovative, like a jacket made of posters that makes a pretty cool noise when you move.
Okay. With 5-4, every month you get a box of like accessories and pieces to help build your wardrobe. And these clothes, you know, they're classic, casual, forward mix. There are different style profiles depending on what you want. Free shipping. They deliver direct to your doorstep. You can also wear these clothes outside in the rain. Is that something that
– with schoolboy shuns? You absolutely can wear them in the rain. Wouldn't want it to be the only thing you're wearing.
What else would you need to wear?
You'd probably need a full outfit, you know, and whatever rain gear you want on top of it. You could have this on over, like, you know, a Robert Geller thing.
Okay. Well, that was no longer something they're doing. That was last month.
That was last month? Okay. So what's this one?
They have not mentioned this book.
They don't have the guy?
Promotion.
Well,
it's not a specific guy. It's just great clothes. Then
for all you know, it's going to be me. So maybe Schoolboy Sean's working with 5'4". I'm open to it.
I don't. I mean, wouldn't you know if that were happening?
Well, we haven't reached terms necessarily.
There's a lot of time left in
this month.
Yeah. You get great style that's on season, shorts and button-ups when you need them, jackets and jeans when it gets colder. If you're curious how easy it really is, you go to 54club.com, use the promo code HANDBOOK at sign up, and get 50% off your first package.
And when you're done with the when you're done with the poster pants, rip them off.
Okay.
And then you can put them on the wall.
They can become a poster again.
They can do both.
It seems like after they were made into a full suit, it would be hard to return them. You rip them off and put them on the wall?
Somebody's never heard of a collage.
Go to 54club.com. Use the promo code HANDBOOK. 50% off. So I'm going all over the party. I'm asking everyone, like, have you seen this guy? Like, where is he?
Yeah, I bet.
I'm getting madder and madder and madder.
I've seen that.
And finally, I find the bride, and I'm like, have you seen the guy who runs the photo booth?
Right.
And she's like, oh, I think he's over there by the snacks. And so I walk over there, and I call her this guy. I'm like, hey, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
Your props suck. Your photo booth props suck shit, you fucking idiot. All you have, you don't have the big lips. You don't have the mustache.
He must have the giant sunglasses.
That's all he had. And, of course, I bring my own because I need ones with corrective lenses. He had the giant sunglasses, and he had an inflatable guitar that wasn't even all the way full. I had to blow it up myself. And that's my first picture. So I get in there. I embarrass myself because the first picture is me blowing up this guitar.
And the next picture is you out of breath.
Yeah, so the next picture is me kind of waking up because I sort of – nodded off a little bit. Blowing too hard because I'm trying to get it done so fast in time for the first picture. And then so the second one is me kind of waking up. And the third one is me trying to find my sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
Because once they're off, I can't find them again because I need them to see.
Yeah.
No big lips, no mustache, no word balloons so I can use my own creative phrase.
You have like a little derby.
No funny hats.
I'm sorry. I just think I see this. Maybe I'm not phrasing the question right. He didn't have a derby, or he didn't have
any hats. He didn't have a tiny derby.
He didn't have a cowboy hat.
He didn't have a purple cowboy
hat. A bonnet?
No.
A top hat.
No ski hat with the little button. No, like beanie with the pinwheel.
Propeller. Oh, yeah.
Yes, the propeller at the top. No. Believe me, I looked.
Jesus.
Trust me, I looked.
Holy shit. So what this dickless loser say? I mean, you fucking shook him up pretty good. Then what happened? He pissed himself and just...
I made him. I said, come with me. I took him into the photo booth.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I made...
Let's see how you like it. You make him take pictures in there.
Yeah, I made him take pictures.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah.
What a fitting punishment.
And me smashing the cake at his face in the last one.
Oh, that's a good pick.
The big wedding cake.
Yeah, that's a good pick, but it's against his will, which is what I like about it.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
I want to do this good because of who's here.
Yeah.
So I
You want me to leave it for you?
Yes, and I... And you can have your thing, but, you know, this I just want to do it good.
My thing, yeah.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up? And did you miss me? I said it.
And I'm Hayes, and here's Sean, and we got a real corker of a guest for you today.
Yes, an awesome one, and he's here, and I mean, do we even need to introduce this guy? He's such a big deal, but we'll say his name anyway, Adam Sachs. The creator of podcasts and the guy who made Midroll a household name. This is such an honor. Adam, hi, Adam. So good to have you.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Hayes.
Adam, you know, it's so funny to have you here as just like our friend because, like, you know, sometimes around the office, like, you're kind of our boss, but like here, you know, we're
just
hanging
out.
Well,
it's weird to me in the opposite way where it's like, this guy's my boss. He's so cool and fun to hang out with. And I just am always like, oh, I would love to talk to him regardless of whether he's sort of paying my bills.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
So I just think it's awesome we could finally work this out and get you on. We've always wanted to have you.
Yeah, and it's just so fun, we thought, to have you here and just kind of watch how we do things and kind of like see how a normal show goes and like just for you to like
and that
see who's valuable here.
This thing works, you know? Not everybody has a sort of well-oiled machine. Some of these shows need a little shove, and ours kind of just goes. And, I mean, I'd say the other one that I think is really good is Wolf Den. Oh, look who I'm telling. But that one's
I forget,
so
honestly, that you're
funny.
The host.
Oh, you guys listen?
Well,
God, it's fucking cracked me up, dude.
He's my boss. He's a friend, but it's also like he's a celebrity.
You guys
like
think
in terms
it's a really funny show?
When I hear your voice, I'm just like...
I laugh my shit off.
Get
dude.
Ready to laugh. Oh, thanks. God. I laugh my fucking tits off, dude. It's blasting me to the moon laughs wise.
Oh,
I love
awesome.
It.
Some of the voices you do where it's like.
What's your favorite impression?
Impression?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you tell me your favorite one to do because that's always interesting.
Brad, I think.
How do you get into it?
Yeah. Oh, my Brad impression.
Brad's so crazy.
Brad, and then I guess the cactus.
Oh, yeah, then there's this cactus I do.
Yeah.
You guys really listen.
Oh, man, it busts me up. The only thing is I don't know if I can listen while driving. I'm scared I'm going to get an accident.
Wow, I'm really flattered, you guys. Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on the show. I think you know I was a huge fan of your show for a really long time. It was always when people would ask me for sort of like a very under-the-radar type of podcast that I like. This was always one that – and I would say, you know, it's an acquired taste. It's not for anyone. It's really just a show that, you know, not for everyone.
Not for everyone.
Not for everyone. Not for everybody. This was always a show that I would kind of reference as, you know, as one that's
great.
Very under the radar.
And you say was, I guess, because now it is hugely – all over the radar.
Big part
and
of the
going,
company and almost indispensable in some ways.
The radar's beeping so crazily from seeing us so much.
Yeah.
I was really delighted when I got the email to be on the show and really I was surprised. You know, I thought honestly I was delighted because I, you know, like I said, I was a big fan of the show, but surprised a little bit because I thought have you guys been doing the show just kind of like did you take a big break? I thought maybe I don't want to offend you guys, but I thought that you were one of the Wolf Pop shows maybe that got Chris Bannon had a good euphemism. He called it Sunset. I thought that maybe this was one of those shows.
Oh, that's right. They did just get rid of a bunch of Wolf Pop shows right before.
Right.
That's
okay.
Coincidental timing, you know,
you
that we have this sort of.
You didn't get an email.
We have the boss man on who we love and have always wanted on
that.
Right after the. Some of the Wolf Pop shows got, you know, their walking papers. We weren't part of that.
Okay.
It's a natural fit. We're pop culture, but we do so much more, don't you think, Hayes?
Yeah, and I don't think – trying to remember if I got an email. Can you see whether emails you send have been read or not?
No.
We didn't get one. We did not. We definitely
you never received it.
No, we didn't receive it. We didn't read any email.
I'm probably mistaken. I'm probably mistaken. If you've been doing the show this whole time, then you probably didn't get the email.
I'd remember getting an email from you.
Okay.
I would read that.
Okay.
I'd devour
well, we're here.
It.
I'd say, let me look at it for sure.
Oh, I would tell my assistant.
Yeah.
Give me that one. You take a break. Get away from the computer.
It wouldn't have come from me if that's. It would have come from Chris probably.
Then
from
I might Chris, not have seen
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I might not have.
That one might.
Can he see whether his emails are read? Like when somebody else opens them, can he see that?
I don't know about his.
You don't know
settings. Yeah,
his stuff. Not. His yeah, stuff goes to my spam.
Okay.
That's in my junk folder just because his name to me sounds sort of like a porno name.
Yeah. Yeah. So he probably didn't get it.
Yeah. So I might not have gotten that.
It sounds
but
like a fake yogurt, like the one you have to use for a movie.
It sounds like the Hulk's brother.
So,
should we say his last name since we're saying this? We've only called him Chris, right?
Oh, I heard oh, that Adam said Chris
okay.
Bannon.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, that wasn't a mistake, and we just keep doing the show.
Like, no, I'm glad to hear. Like I said, big fan.
Yeah,
I'm very big fan of what you guys do.
Yeah. So great then. Now that a lot of these shows have been launched into space, that you can see our show and feel like, wasn't it so great that you didn't cancel us? And that we should be the ones that keep going for a long time.
And that makes sense. And now it's sort of like, you know how sometimes it's easier to play pool once your opponent has cleared a lot of their balls off the table? You know, maybe you're losing, but you've got a clear shot to make a run. And I think that some of those shows were maybe the Stripes. But Hayes and I are rock solid. It feels like now you can really get a clean look at us and see, oh, these guys were made for really having support.
So let's do, I guess we'll just do the tour.
Yeah.
These are the microphones. We are very careful with these.
Hayes has never slammed one or smashed one around.
In anger or otherwise.
They're expensive. I know that I get the budgets and I see.
Great.
We had to replace a microphone. I think it was last month.
I heard something about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I heard somebody was getting angry about something being racist. That's what I heard.
That's it. And that's all I'll say.
I'm not going to comment.
I heard it was a major part of the show was deciding.
And I heard it wasn't even about they were mad that something was racist.
I heard they were mad that it was not.
That it wasn't racist.
They wanted everything to be racist.
Yeah.
Yes,
like
that's
to
right.
say, it ended in a smashed microphone, and these puppies are not cheap. So I'm really happy to see Hayes. The way you're treating that microphone over there, just with so much
I'm
care.
Holding it so gently.
Yeah.
So it doesn't fly away on me.
I cradle mine, and I used to train birds, so I know how to be very gentle with things like this.
I really appreciate it, guys.
And I trained them to
It's not
steal.
Going unnoticed.
So this is the tissue box. If you have a big sneeze to do, or even if you just spill something, or if you want to just take some for your car for later, it's almost full and there's plenty there for you.
Yeah.
There's a water bottle and then there's a few scattered cups, but you don't really feel comfortable drinking out of any of them because it's not clear if they've been used.
I do the Wolf Den in here. So like a lot of the stuff that you're telling me,
that's in here. Whoa. I'm in the chair where Brad was. Holy man. Oh, that's intense.
Yeah. So we can keep doing the tour though, but just know that a lot of this is
a lot of it, you know, but have you ever seen it through Hayes's eyes?
No. See, that part's interesting.
Yeah.
We were coming into sort of the engineer Ryan zone. Of the table.
Yeah, I'd love to hear more about that.
If you are thinking about cutting costs.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, if you have, like, a last one in, first one out policy.
Right.
I mean, the thing is, if it comes down to needing to make the show a little bit cheaper, we can take turns doing this ourselves.
You guys know how to do the board?
I believe we can figure it out.
I have to be able to do it based on who I've seen do it. That has to be within my realm of ability.
Or at least half of it. I'm positive I can do half of it.
If I team up with Hayes, there's very little we can't tackle.
So you guys, you have more resources than you need, it sounds like, right now.
No. Okay, wow, misunderstanding. And this was bound to happen. You bet people from different worlds like this. You, the business world.
I'm looking
world,
for efficiencies here.
And me, the podcasting world.
Okay.
But it's not that.
I would say right now we have two microphones here that we're not using. So in that sense, we could sell these microphones for...
Maybe rent them out during your sessions.
When we, yes, mm-hmm. rent them out, something like that, yes.
That could be interesting.
Build if, a chamber
kind of
to
like
do...
an Airbnb for microphones.
A second yes. podcast simultaneously.
At the same exact time that I'm recording on this microphone, maybe, you know, Labine or somebody like that is on this microphone here just sounding off. About you know, projects that are coming up. He don't want to jinx it, but right, it could be really big for him. I mean, anything. So yeah, there's opportunities there, yeah. here, okay. definitely. Back to Ryan. How do I feel about him? Is there a dress code of any kind? Or have we thought
honestly,
about instituting one?
We haven't. You know, we've always been sort of a startup. You know, mm-hmm. we like people to feel comfortable
yeah.
here at work. So no, there hasn't been. Why? Are you offended by anyone's clothes?
I think we could potentially sell some of Ryan's clothes. In terms of
cutting costs
and efficiencies that we have here.
Yeah.
Whatever our profit is, like
you we're might not wanna... outfitting. Do you guys think that we outfit the engineers like they when they get a uniform when they show up?
That's... No, but I think it could work in the opposite direction where you seize their you own
yeah,
their clothing.
You de-outfit them because honestly, even if you just donated his clothes to like a Goodwill and you didn't get
you
anything
write,
back,
you
it's
write
a write. That's
off.
A write off.
Write
that
off.
Becomes
write
a
write
off.
Off. Yeah. Oh, that's a write
that
off.
That becomes
yeah.
a write off.
Okay.
Yeah. And that can be very helpful.
And you could say that they were
time.
More valuable because they are kind of collectors.
Yeah, they've been in the room.
Pieces, yeah. yeah. They've been in the room where you do your show.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a wolf den shirt.
It's like, it's really cool to sit with fans. I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, well, I'm just blown away. I guess I never really knew much about the business side of podcasting. So for me,
I didn't even
the
know
window
you,
into that
you cared. Wow.
And how funny it is too. I'm just like, okay, double whammy. I'm like laughing and then I go like, oh, son of a bitch, I just learned something. But I was just tuning in to have fun.
Oh, I really appreciate it.
And that's the thing is how much we've always respected you and thought you were so cool and not ever said anything about you that would ever make you mad.
Well, and I would say that we respected you so much that we were almost a little intimidated. Mm-hmm. And if it's ever seemed like we're sort of standing in the corner just snickering about you or
– Well, you tazzed me that one time.
That we are tazzing out on you. Yeah. That a lot of that comes from our own insecurities. And isn't that relatable and forgivable?
Yeah, I was getting – I guess I got the wrong idea about you guys. I thought that maybe you – I don't know, you kind of saw me as the man because I'm your boss. And
I do see
oh, yeah.
you as
oh,
the
yeah.
man.
Oh, yeah. You demand all right.
But not in the sort of like, oh, he's an evil dictator. That's what I kind of just got that vibe from you guys.
No, know. Man, an evil dictator? No, man. And that's what? No, I think that what you're mistaking maybe is you got it wrong. You know? Let's talk about Ryan again. Just as long as we're doing the tour.
Mm-hmm.
Cody yeah. has, I mean, the mistake I think is that Cody has a trick he does called the dictator.
Yes.
That involves a potato.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen more. This.
Yeah.
No, I have. Maybe he's
well,
trying to keep it.
That's an inefficiency, I think.
If you haven't, yeah. If you haven't seen his dictator.
We do have a, yeah, we have kind of like a. Quarterly check-in. I have a quarterly check-in coming up with Cody, so maybe that would be a good time to see it.
Can I, a word of advice?
Mm-hmm.
No sour cream. If he has you order one, no sour cream, huh?
Yeah, all right, thank you.
Because he will do, he'll come in and say like, hey, can I get some sour cream?
And that normally is, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
That
yeah,
is a trick.
Okay.
He'll go, yeah, you want some sour cream? And then he go like, because I the first time I asked for one with the works, just because I didn't know. What was coming for me? Anyway,
yeah, you were saying Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, Ryan. He got to wear those glasses, or we could just get rid of those, or maybe you know, if we find somebody with same prescription,
they appear and disappear. Basically, every time I look over at him, it alternates where the glasses are there, the glasses are gone, then maybe he could just wear one side of them. If that's
yeah,
if
I don't really know how the board works, to be perfectly honest, but I don't know that you need. You know, depth perception.
Sure.
To make it work.
Wouldn't seem like it.
Yeah.
Could be interesting to have a guy who's just kind of feeling around, you know, like probably be actually better at engineering.
Right. This is an audio
think about
medium.
Stevie yeah. Wonder.
Yes. And is just sort of feeling around for the sound, the vibrations in this
right.
wonderful table.
Yeah, it might actually increase his focus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
we mentioned Cody. How about his clothes?
What do you think we could get for him?
His clothes?
Yeah.
I think the government might pay you to dispose of them.
Yeah.
So we've got a write-off on Ryan's clothes and glasses.
Yes.
And then some sort of...
some sort of incoming waste disposal fee
for
Cody's clothes. He's like, I mean, it makes me think of the Imagine Dragons song Radioactive. You know?
A lot of stuff makes you think of that song.
You guys are pretty good business minds, it turns out. I thought you were just
from
a couple
listening
of
to you.
Insiders. I really appreciate it.
Yes, all credit to you.
The wolf.
The wolf. The we love wolf. The wolf aspect. To us, it's such a natural fit and such a great home. And I just, when I start to see that there are these sort of corners cut and that some of the people are getting shipped off, I just go like, oh, well, I hope you would never view a Hayes as someone disposable because to me, he's just not.
Right. And why, like, I honestly think it's weird that I would even be mentioned as somebody disposable.
Right.
As, like, the primary host of the show. I mean, without me, there is nothing, like, driving this thing forward, you know, like who.
It's a great point. Yeah, it's a great point. And what is this thing to drive forward if not for me? You know, you can't drive nothing forward. Just be somebody driving, you know, imagine an empty car. You want stuff in the car, and I'm in there.
Well, imagine
a bag of groceries.
The stuff, just the bag of groceries just sitting in the parking lot.
Yes, in the just back of the car. And then if you get trapped in there, you're going to need it. Huh? Yeah. Oh, right.
So, okay, so what I'm hearing here is Hayes drives the show because it's important for me to really know everybody's role at Scripps. They make sure that, you know, if I'm kind of I'm running the ship, which includes your car, at Scripps, I need to really understand what is everybody contributing. So
Scripps is asking stuff like that.
So here I'm now. Yeah, they are. So I'm hearing now that Hayes is the one who's really driving the show.
Well, but at the same time, it's like I almost feel like, okay, so if you are looking at a canoe, it kind of looks like the guy in front's doing all the paddling, but actually like the guy in the back is steering it. So just because he's like driving the show doesn't mean he's like providing the show with any guidance.
Well, I can be the driver and also some of the groceries as well. I'm some of the more healthy stuff, the celery and, you know, things like that, which you need to balance out the...
So you're...
getting advertisers peeps. For celery. People like the peeps. And to tell Scripps that as well. And they're... What are they asking? How often are they asking that?
Well, they want to know things like you know, I'm going to need to tell them sort of what are your weaknesses?
Okay.
Where can you stand to improve?
My ankles.
Your ankles?
Yeah.
Okay. And Hayes?
My weakness, I think, is I'm too brave.
Can I say that one?
You want to be the too brave?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so now I have to say a different one?
Yeah, he took yours.
Okay. My weakness, I think, sometimes my arms get a little cold in here.
All right, so you've gone from ankles to too brave,
mm-hmm.
and now... Hayes, you've gone from too brave to arms too cold.
Yes, but I make it work.
Okay. Now, you were mentioning some shoe stuff to me before we came in.
Yeah.
Just some changes it's being made on the shoe wall.
Yeah, so, you know, here's the thing. Like, we have cut some shows.
Uh-huh.
We've had to.
Which would seem like there's now more.
But we're adding kind of.
You're bringing in more.
I don't want to say better, but, like, we're adding new shows.
Uh-huh.
Probably bigger and better types of shows.
Okay.
And so we've had to consolidate, you know, we're running out of space on the shoe wall.
Mm.
So right. I know you guys aren't thrilled that you have to share a shoe amongst the two of you, but I've had...
It's never bothered me.
It hasn't?
I don't even know if it's come up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to need you to share a shoe with another podcast now, too. And
it
gets a little worse. You guys, I'm going to need you to take the inside of the shoe.
Okay.
So, So and, does the shoe open up or something? So you can at least like in. Split like it
you
open.
Can and hear, it doesn't. It doesn't. You're not supposed to.
You
touch
almost
it.
Need a flashlight, I guess, yeah, to really see because it's up on the wall. So it's not like you can hold it and look inside.
Do we know who's getting the outside of the?
Yeah, OMFG.
Okay.
So they're going to be the outside. But okay. We can try to position it so that people can sort of crane their heads.
Right.
To see the inside.
So that they have access, yeah.
Or maybe sort of being in a little secret shoe.
I might leave a mirror around so that people can kind of try to get that angle. And then in terms of
the plaque.
You said you were going to put up a third Who Charted plaque from 2009.
They got that great article and I've got this space on the wall in my office and I only have the one Who Charted thing in my office.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
So
Kulop's
you're going
to. Kulop's very important to the network.
Don't I know
and
it?
So is Howard.
But I noticed that Kulop is doing this other show thing, this CISO thing. Doesn't that feel like it's not really helping scripts in the same way that
CISO
some of the other hosts?
CISO is a wonderful sponsor of the network.
They are. Mm-hmm. Great.
So
okay.
Also
so
really
then that.
Important to us.
It's good for
I
the
love
goose.
It, honestly. And good I'm a subscriber goose. And I use the code. And
no,
use the code.
Oh, the show's so funny. No, it's not about that. It's not about that. It's just like, is she going to have time to really commit to the studio? Whereas a guy like Hayes, or even more so, maybe a Sean doesn't have a CISO show or anything.
And she also said stuff, honestly, and I can't remember who she was talking about, but sometime after Jeff Ulrich left, and she did say that she was going to pound the new guy so he was flat as a pancake.
Yeah. And
I honestly don't know who she was talking about. It.
She was it was this noise with her fist into her palm. And she did say when he least suspects it, as soon as he really lets his guard down.
I haven't gotten that yet.
I don't know who she – I honestly don't. It could have been she was talking about Chris Banyantri or something.
Yeah. She could have been talking about Chris.
Well,
Nick
maybe
Cannon's
she was referring
–
she brought me this – she brought me another, you know, signed poster with Who Charted on it.
She so got the poster? Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
So good. What a great way to decorate. Yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing. Like, at the network, we want – even though we have to sort of contend with people's time, we want people who are, you know, whose career is on a trajectory
upward,
that upward. Yeah. So we're kind of willing to sacrifice
upward or sideways, kind of to stand.
Yeah, or reliable. Like, maybe
reliable.
If it's holding still,
steady
you know?
Because you walk up for a little while, you're going to start huffing and puffing pretty soon. But
yeah.
If you're on that
really
nice flat ground.
Yeah. If you kind of hold still, you'll have plenty of energy, you know, you're not wasting all this breath.
So is that what I tell the folks at Scripps that sort of you guys are sort of steady staters?
Sometimes what can be good is if you want to get a running start is you kind of back up a little bit so that you got a lot of runway to take off. And career-wise, I feel like that's been a bit of my strategy just this year is I want to make sure to be able to build up enough speed to really take off.
So
you
it's like a spring. You're pushing the spring down.
So I have had to, you know, slide back a little bit, and I actually think it's a good thing.
You literally have to go backwards to go forwards for certain toy cars. If you know physics, you have to go. You have to drag it back and go, and then boy, is it going to speed off so fast.
Think about a slingshot. Consider the slingshot, if you will, you know, or even a trebuchet. These are devices.
Sure, you can just push it forwards. It's not gonna
go as far.
It's not gonna bonk anyone very hard.
No, Goliath will pound you in the meantime.
So okay,
if you read
I've been taking
Gladwell.
Notes, and it sounds like
can we see those notes?
Sure.
Okay.
Here you go. Okay.
Okay. A funny drawing.
I've only been half paying attention.
Yeah. No, I see. Is that a recipe for porridge?
It looks good.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Got raisins.
It's a family recipe.
It's got a raisin.
Yeah.
Yeah, one big one. Okay. And then this is a poem. I suppose you don't want me to read this.
I'd prefer you didn't.
Okay. I'll just give you the first line.
Yeah, maybe just read a little, but not the whole thing, please.
Out loud.
Oh,
I mean, I was reading
honestly,
it.
Honestly, I don't know. I know it. If you want to read it to Hayes, you can.
Okay. Shark Week. Oh, man. I mean, is there a better week on TV? Booyakasha.
Big LEG fan. Yeah.
That's really nice, Adam. That's,
thank you. Yeah.
That was very thoughtful. It has rich layers.
Oh, yeah. For me, I feel like
it made me think about my dad, honestly.
Yeah, it made me think about sailing.
Mm.
Just because there's sharks in the water.
Yeah.
And the sail kind of looked like a fin on the boat.
So, just kind of shifting gears a little, why did you guys want me on the show
exactly? On the show? Yeah, why? Yeah. What are you doing here?
I'm flattered, like I said, you know, been a big fan, and...
I guess just, like, any excuse to hang.
It's been, yeah.
And we know, like, honestly, now that you mentioned it, did think about this, but did notice that, like, none of the other shows, especially the ones that got... She can't have had you as a guest.
Yeah, that does make sense, actually.
Which I think was honestly super fucked up of them. And
I was on.
If they weren't already canceled, I would do it again right now.
Do you guys listen to Spontanea Nation?
Spont, yeah.
Yeah, I was on that show.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that one is on still.
That one's getting a lot of love right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one's. It's full of ads.
And this is perhaps going to launch us
the new
into
logo
that.
That's like an old scroll. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, oh, I'm does it have saying, a new logo?
Yeah, it's like a treasure map.
I guess. Ooh. Yeah, it is. I'm not saying that like
finding
my,
the funny.
I'm not saying that my presence there was, you know, made the audience bigger. I'm not saying it didn't either. But what I'm saying is that, you know, the gesture that you're talking about, Hayes, of having me on.
Hmm.
It has led directly or indirectly to just a lot of, you know, our salespeople really focused on that show.
Mm.
Oh,
great. So. Well, that's honestly not even something that even
you guys
occurred to us.
Oh, yeah. The sales side of it. I mean, I know so little about the business side of podcasting.
But you listen though, right?
Like yes. No, I do. But I feel like even then I'm only scratching the surface. Yeah. Like it just feels like that's a show that.
Would you guys want to? Want to be on the Wolf Den?
Be on the Wolf Den? Oh, gosh. Well, what day are you thinking?
Say any day. Say any day.
No, don't say. What were you going
to? I was going to say I'm flexible, but maybe early next
week. Oh,
next week.
That's so bad for
me. Are you
guys
traveling?
Oh, no.
I could do later in the week.
Oh, gosh.
It's flexible.
I'm going to be really sick.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to be stuck in traffic.
We should do a quick popcorn gallery. We have all these questions for Adam. So we'll sing the song and I'll sing it and you do the bag. We haven't done it for a while, but special guest.
Yep.
The popcorn gallery, it's time for it. And the popcorn gallery is a segment on Hollywood. You do the bag. Sean and Hayes is a genius. Not peanut galleries, but movies. And movies is the reason they call it popcorn gallery. And Sean and Hayes let the viewers do
it. Here we go.
Get up closer. Gallery. Oh,
and
yeah.
I found it. A kazoo. Do-do-do-do-do.
And here's the first question from Mike. And Mike says, what's don't you think this show right now is so good and it's gotta keep being on?
It's a really good show. You know, we always say here at Midroll, nobody is irreplaceable or indispensable. So
that comes up that much?
It comes.
You always say that.
Wow. I would say even if that's a like motto of the company,
it's our mission
coming
statement,
up that
actually.
Much.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I like you guys a lot. Having sat here for a little while, I am thrilled that your show is still here. I don't know if you didn't get the email. I don't know what happened with the email.
Email is like a flawed system.
Mine's off.
I don't think we've cracked it with email. Yeah. I think there's going to be something else. It's like when we were listening to 8-tracks or something.
Yes.
And it was like, we haven't found CDs yet.
Either way, I'm happy that you guys are still around.
Yeah. Oh,
we're loving it as well.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to build a diverse network. Big shows.
Well, you can't little get shows, more diverse you know, than yeah.
Yeah. Than me and Sean.
Hayes Davenport. Yeah. Yeah, and Sean.
Yeah.
Well, Sean, of course, is 1/8 Native American.
Oh gosh, yeah. Kanaho.
Yeah. So I guess the answer is I'm really happy that you guys are still here with us today.
Great. That sounds conclusive
great
to me.
Answer for Mike, and that's the whole popcorn gallery. And thanks for tuning in again, and please do rate us on iTunes, subscribe to Wolf Den, and go to the bathroom, you know, and with the commercial break when you're watching TV. You don't want to miss any of that show. So what else, Hayes?
Adam probably wants to do the bye.
Okay, Adam, go for it.
What do I do?
You just say bye.
Bye.
Yeah!
All right.
Thanks again to 5-4 Clothing for sponsoring today's episode. 5-4 Clothing is a $60 a month high-end clothing membership that will provide you with stylish clothes that are bound to make you stand out in the crowd.
Hayes, if I could real quick.
Okay.
Can I just tag something on?
Yes, this is the just post-roll, so you can do whatever you want.
Okay, so just so for School Bus Sean Suits for Badass Toddlers, one thing I do want to say is I guess because there is so much writing on the posters themselves that are the clothes, the warning labels that we also printed on there are not necessarily getting read. Mm-hmm. Use your head if you buy them. Posters are very flammable.
Well, these are baby. You are selling this to little babies. You're telling them to use their head?
Yeah. I mean, toddlers aren't babies. They're toddling around. That's so, okay.
It's a kind of baby.
So, you know, they're very flammable. This material in particular, more flammable than most. So do not let them get near anything staticky that could create some kind of spark. Don't let them eat wintergreen lifesavers and crunch them in the dark. Don't let them do anything that would really even don't let them be in like a hot car because sometimes the sun coming through the glass can react badly with the material. And I think just because there was so much writing on the posters, people weren't able to read that. So I want to say it here as sort of a disclaimer. Get 5-4. If you're grown up, you want good clothes, great. You'll look great. If you want your kid to really be set apart and have people be like, holy shit, it's fucking poster clothes, do that. You know, come to me. Schoolboy Sean, we are still in business, but we don't want them burning.
Go to 54club.com, use the promo code HANDBOOK at sign up for 50% off of your first package.
Hi guys, Danielle Schneider here.
Eileen, you've done it again.
As you know, Casey Wilson and I are obsessed with all the Real Housewives.
Eileen would be the cheapest, best date because you could give her Claire's and she would think it's Cartier.
So that's why we started Bitch Sesh, a Real Housewives breakdown show. And we've got some really exciting news. Starting this week, we're going to cover the brand new season of Real Housewives of New York City. Yes!
Is Erica here tonight?
Maybe she is, bitches.
So look for new episodes every Thursday morning. Bitch Sesh is coming to the Big Apple, only on Earwolf.
On this podcast, I'll admit you come off like a little nasty.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow.